Mr. President?
Yes?
Yes, Secretary McNamara, 9-1.
Yes.
There you are, sir.
Yes?
Well, Mr. President,
yes,
just finished an hour-and-a-half meeting with Parkinson, the president of Anaconda, and Kramer, officer of Kennecott. Tom Mann was with me. I think we can make a deal. I'd suggest that we go ahead with a meeting that I had Joe Califano set up for 3 o'clock this afternoon with the various cabinet officers present that are involved in this, pass this deal before them, and assuming there's no opposition, go ahead and then have me call Parkinson and have him present it to their board of directors, and within 24 to 48 hours, we can get an answer back. Parkinson said that he, if I presented him with the deal that I outlined here, he would recommend it to his board. He thought he could get their favorable action. In any case, he'd have a decision within 24 to 48 hours. The deal would be that we would, as a government, act before the company acted. But we would have their agreement before we moved, that they would move after we moved. And we would move to state we were releasing from the stockpile the about 200,000 tons. We were going to propose to Congress a suspension or elimination of the 1.7-cent duty. We were initiating discussions with the commodity exchange to raise the margin, and we were imposing export controls. Those would be the four elements of the government action. In return for that, they would roll back to 36 cents. Or so he would recommend, and he believes he can deliver.
Now, what do you hear from down the country?
Well, further, we would propose not to move on any of the Chilean action before we first took our domestic action, and not until after Parkinson dropped the price domestically. He doesn't think it would be wise to try to get the Chilean thing signed up, and he won't require that that be a condition of his U.S. domestic action. I think we're much freer as a result of that agreement.
Has the Attorney General carefully reviewed the authority and powers I'm exercising here to be sure that they're ample and adequate?
Yes, and we have a written statement from him that you have the authority to release the tonnage from the stockpile, and we have a statement from Connor that you have the authority to impose export controls. Those are the two critical actions.
And imposing these controls, what findings do we have to make?
Well, in order to release from the stockpile, we had to find that, well, it's a rather complicated finding, that it was in the common defense. These are the words from the statute. The action is in support of the common defense. And we found that by statements from Gardner Ackley and me and others that this is necessary to maintain price stability at a time of emergency. And we've all made those statements, and Nick has incorporated them in his opinion.
And we don't have to make commitment further than to ask the Congress. We don't have to.
That's right. That's right. We don't have
what
to.
What cabinet officers are involved in
this
meeting?
Well, Joe Fowler ought to be there. Jack Connor ought to be there. A state should be represented. Tom Mann can represent George Ball. I talked to George this morning about it. Either he or Tom should be there. Gardner Ackley should be present. Nick, of course, should be there. I've left somebody out. I can't remember who it is.
Secretary of Labor? Might want to from there.
You know, I think he should be present, although I don't think he's vitally concerned. And he hasn't been in, and I'll call Joe and ask him to be present.
Okay, that's all right. Go ahead, then.
Thank you.